Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm Joe.
And I'm Kay.
Kay, just for a couple of minutes, let's talk about podcasts.
Okay.
Kay, besides Hiroshima University's English Podcast, what other podcasts do you like?
Well, our podcast is always the best, but...
for example, you like to listen to...
I like bilingual news and podcast version of TED Talks.
Okay, so one podcast is called Bilingual News.
Yes.
And why is that good?
I don't know. I think just two personalities are so cute.
Okay, very good.
And the information is useful. And Joe, what are some podcasts that you really like?
Okay, I'll tell you about first some Japanese podcasts that I really like. One is called Radio Ban Gakumon no Susume. Right, there's a very good announcer, a guy named Gamada Ken, and he interviews very famous people. For example, Mogi Ken Ichiro, you know, and also people like... Seito Uchi, Jakucho,
right,
and other famous people like Oe Kenzaburo, who won the Nobel Prize for Literature, Anyway, he interviews a lot of good people. And another Japanese podcast that I really like, it's called Ito Yo Ichi no Roundup World News. It's a kind of a news podcast in Japanese.
Okay.
Very high quality, I think. Especially talking about technology and things like that. Okay? And a third Japanese podcast that I really like, it's called Seikai Ishu Chirami no Seikaishi. Right, so it's these people talking about world history.
Okay.
Yes, it's very nice. I like it. Anyways, those are three Japanese podcasts I really like. Kind of high level. They're all for native speakers like that.
Okay.
Right. And a Chinese podcast that I really like, it's called Chinese Pod.
Okay.
It's very high quality, I think. And an English podcast that I like, it's called BBC's In Our Time.
I like it too, actually.
Oh, wow. In Our Time. It's very high level, very difficult, but it's very, very intellectual, talking about history, science, philosophy, things like that, literature, things like that. BBC's In Our Time. Kay, where do you listen to your podcasts?
When I'm driving, so inside of my car.
Okay, that's a good place to listen.
Like, Joe, where do you listen to your podcasts?
I always listen to them when I'm walking to school.
Okay.
Everyone out there, if you walk and listen to podcasts, it's very effective. You know, only sitting in front of a computer, you fall asleep. But if you walk and you listen and you try to speak the words that you're listening to, it's really, really effective. It's true.
You could look kind of strange, though.
But I'm out in the rice fields walking where not so many people.
Really?
So, right, I'm speaking my Chinese podcast, So this American is speaking Chinese in the Japanese rice fields.
Wow.
It's that kind of an era that we live in now.
I hope you won't be a racist, but okay. 皆さん、こんにちは。今日は別にポッドキャストの話題というわけではないんですけど、宮島についてお話ししたいと思います。
Yes, Kay, what kind of things have you done on Miyajima?
この間知ったんですけど、宮島でデートをすると宮島の神様が嫉妬して怒るっていうのを聞いて、ちょっとびっくりしました。There has been a tale of the god of Miyajima cursing young couples. So I was kind of frightened.
That's strange.
Yeah, that's strange. Yeah, strange. Like, how about you, Joe? Like, what are some interesting things that you've done in Miyajima?
Good, I'll tell you about two things. One is if you get off the boat, and you know, Misen is kind of to the right there.
Misen,
right, but instead of Misen, just go straight over the small mountain in front of you.
Okay.
Don't go to the right toward Misen. No, go straight from the boat. You go over that mountain here.
Yes.
It's a small mountain.
Yes.
You will reach the other side of Miyajima, to the shore on the other side.
Okay.
Right. And you might need to do your own trail. It's kind of not an established trail, but when you get to the other beach on the other side...
Is that safe?
Yeah, it's safe. It's very, very good. It's a small mountain. And then when you get to the other side, turn left. So you're kind of
turn
going
left.
North.
Okay.
Right? And you can walk along the shore of Miyajima all the way back to the port. It's about a 2-hour walk. It's very nice.
Okay.
There are no people on the other side like that. It's a very nice walk. Right. And one more interesting thing I'll tell you about that most people don't know about on Miyajima is at Daisho-in. there is this kind of a tunnel. You can go underneath the temple here to this very, very black. You cannot see anything in this tunnel. And you walk through this very pitch black, dark. You cannot see anything. Okay. Anyway, it's kind of for religious reasons. It's young people like it, I think.
How did you find it?
If you go to Daishoin, you can find it, everybody.
Yeah, I really want to try it. Right. はい、宮島の面白い話でしたが、私もトンネル行きたくなりました。今回のシチュエーションは男女が宮島に遊びに来ていて、宮島のあれこれについて女の子が男の子に教えてあげてるっていうところですね。まずはゆっくりなスピードで聞いてみてください。
Well, here we are. Welcome to Miyajima.
Wow, it's so beautiful. The ocean view is great. And the deer walking around are so cute. Thanks again for showing me around, Mary.
No problem. I'm glad you like the island already.
By the way, why are there wild deer in Miyajima? And how did they get here if we are on an island?
Good question. I heard that they swam here before people started living on the island and have been here ever since.
What? So...You're telling me that deer can swim?
Yeah, I actually saw a deer go for a swim near Itsukushima Shrine, which is the name of the shrine that we're gonna go visit now.
Ha ha, that's crazy. I hope that I can seeSome deer swim today, too. Also, this manji thing that I'm having right now tastes delicious. What's in it?
Haha, it's actually called momiji manju. It's a cake baked in the shape of a maple leaf, and the filling...is sweet red bean paste. Mike, are you even listening to me?
These deer are so cute. I just want to pet one of them. Hey, I'll go pet that one near the seashore.
But be careful. You're very close.To the ocean, and some deer will try to eat your food.
Ah!
Mike, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I got a little shocked when the deer suddenly tried to eat my manji, and I guess I jerked back too much.And fell into the ocean. Ha ha.
Well, I've seen deer swim in Miyajima, and now I can add you to the list.
Ha ha. So not only was he kind of attacked by a deer, but he also fell into the ocean.
Oh, poor him. Poor
right,
him.
So you need to be careful on Miyajima.
Yes,
right,
yes,
that's
yes.
the title of our podcast
yeah,
today.
Yeah, right. まず最初に男の子が案内してくれてありがとう、メアリーっていうふうに言ってます。でもなんで宮島には野生の鹿がいるのかなというふうに言ってます。ここで彼は in 宮島っていうふうに言ってますが、この in の使い方注意です。
Right.If you're talking about a town mm-hmm. or a city, mm-hmm. you can say in. Mm-hmm. For example, I live in Hiroshima.
Okay.
Or he lives in Miyajima. You're kind of talking about the town
okay.
or the city like
Ooh.
That. But if you say on Miyajima, it's on an island.
Ah, なるほど。
Right, this is very important. You can say, for example, Nagasaki is on Kyushu. But especially when you're talking about small islands. For example, he lives on Awajishima. Like that. Or I traveled on a small island in Japan. Like that. If you're talking about an island, try to say on, not in. In is for cities and towns, okay?
わかりやすい違いでしたね。ほうほうほう。で、男の子たちはどうやって野生の鹿がこの島に来たのかなとかって言って、泳いできたんだよっていろいろ教えてあげてるんですけど、急に話が変わって男の子が、ところで今食べてるまんじって美味しいねっていうふうに言ってます。これは彼は多分もみじまんじゅうのことを指しているみたいなんですけど、女の子がこのもみじまんじゅうについて説明してくれています。もみじまんじゅうっていうのは、もみじの葉っぱの形をしたおまんじゅうで、中に小豆のペースト状にしたものが入っているんだよというふうに言ってます。The filling っていうのがこのお菓子のパンとかの中身を埋めているもののことですね。で、sweet red bean paste で、甘い小豆のペーストという意味です。
Right, so momiji manju is a cake baked in the shape of a maple leaf. And the filling is sweet red bean paste. Like that, the filling is sweet red bean paste.
Yep, I love momiji manju.
Right, Kay, what kind of filling do you like in these maple leaf shaped cakes?
actually, my favorite is chocolate.
Oh, the chocolate filling,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, how about yours?
I like the custard cream.
Ah, oishii, oishii, oishii.
They're really good.
ね、
right.
oishii yo ne.で、ここで女の子が一生懸命話してくれてるんですけど、男の子が今鹿の方に夢中になっちゃって、あーなんか触りたい、可愛いって言ってどんどん近づいていきます。で、女の子は、気をつけてね、どんどん海に近づいていってるよ、落ちないでねっていう風に言ってるんですけど、男の子がやっぱり落ちてしまいます。で、女の子が大丈夫って言ってくるんですけど、ここで最後の面白い表現、二ついきましょう。男の子は、あ、大丈夫だよ、ちょっとびっくりしただけっていう風に言ってます。To get shocked でびっくりするってことですね。
Right, to get afraid, to get shocked, like that. And here in the dialogue, the man got a little shocked when the deer suddenly tried to eat his manji.
Manji, manji のこと。
Yeah, it's hard to pronounce for foreigners.
Really,
really, really. Yes, yes, yes.
今日の最後の面白い表現ですが、鹿がこの男の子のもみじまんじゅうを一生懸命食べようとするので、びっくりして飛びのいてしまったというふうに言ってます。To jerk でびっくりして素早く飛び去るとか、びっくりして何か素早い動きをするっていうイメージですね。
Right, and in the dialogue, the man jerks back because the deer kind of attacked him, right? And another good example is to jerk forward.
Okay.
For example, you're in a car and you suddenly step on the brake and you can say, my body jerked forward, like that, to suddenly go forward, like that. And with that, let's listen to the dialogue at natural speed.
Well, here we are. Welcome to Miyajima.
Wow, it's so beautiful. The ocean view is great, and the deer walking around are so cute. Thanks again for showing me around, Mary.
No problem. I'm glad you like the island already.
By the way, why are there wild deer in Miyajima? And how did they get here if we are on an island?
Good question. I heard that they swam here before people started living on the island, and have been here ever since.
What? So, you're telling me that deer can swim?
Yeah, I actually saw a deer go for a swim near Itsukushima Shrine, which is the name of the shrine that we're gonna go visit now.
Haha, that's crazy.I hope that I can see some deer swim today, too. Also, this manji thing that I'm having right now tastes delicious. What's in it?
Haha, it's actually called momiji manju. It's a cake baked in the shape of a maple leaf, and the filling is sweet red bean paste. Mike, are you even listening to me?
These deer are so cute. I just want to pet one of them.Hey, I'll go pet that one near the seashore.
But be careful. You're very close to the ocean, and some deer will try to eat your food.
Wow!
Mike, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I got a little shocked when the deer suddenly tried to eat my manji. And I guess I jerked back too much and fell into the ocean.
Well, I've seen deer swim in Miyajima, and now I can add you to the list.
Okay, everyone, today we talked about Miyajima, and we also talked about podcasts.
Yes, somehow.
Everybody, when you go to Miyajima, maybe you can walk around the island,
and while
you're walking, listen to podcasts.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's what you wanted to say.
But also try to do some fun things
with your friends on
Miyajima, too.
もみじまんじゅう食べてください.
Right.
And we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Take care.
Bye.